course. You would show up. Hello. Good. Yeah, it's actually really rude of you. Calluses. Like granola is callus free. Thank you very much. Oh, I made the character that I wanted, that I thought would be best for us, and I was like, maybe someone did the same. And then I was like, I don't care if we made three of the same character. I made a wizard that will hopefully succeed on all identify this thing checks, so we get nice lore dumps. Oh, perfect. All right. So a full caster was ideal. Nice. Oh, right, yeah. And then I didn't pick a healer. Be fair, this was pre-prompt. The prompt instructed the character. And I will say I did make one not perfect Arcana check build, and that's because it just was too Divexy. I did not pick the Eldritch Researcher archetype. What archetype did I pick? Oh, right. Oh. See, I picked that and then I scrolled and then was like, wait, I don't know what this is gonna be. And then what makes sense for this guy? Yeah. I do have trick magic item. I remember now why I didn't pick it. Because the thing that would make sense, or one of the things that would make sense, feels like a big ask. Well, this would be a guy that researches ruins. So, Sundom lore. Oh, perfect. All right, that'll be my additional lore then. Oh, yeah, actually, we're just wrapping up all the extra. He got two skills. Yeah, it was the bonus at the end was an artifact that gave us extra stuff. Oh, wait, what? What did she just say? What did she? This is the DLC. This is the paid DLC that Josh has been teasing. Give Josh $5 and he'll make you be able to fly. Actually, that's a good point, Josh. Is the DLC like I can like kill or cap other people's character levels? Like, can I? Yeah. Like, can I subtract the level from Anzu? How much is it? Josh, I think this is suboptimal. You should not have one iteration. You should have a switch, and it's $15 either way. I'll pay $30 not to have a benefit. The meta DLCs. No! I can't do it this session. I'm an old man this session. As far as his appearance. I was thinking of that actually today. I was like, they're totally going to be like, he's at an extreme. I saw that. I did think of that. Every one shot is just like some weird version of poker where like we invest in the entirety of a build to attacking the enemy we think is Josh is going to use that week. Oh, I don't know if that's a roulette spin. It'd have been a lot funnier if it was more specific. You're like, I do an extra D20 for creatures that don't have feet. It's not like they don't have like human feet. It's like straight up, like if they don't have any, I do a bunch more damage. Ghosts would have feet, unfortunately. Footless ghosts. Fish in this world might have feet. Tanner sends his character sheet that's just like additional to hit and additional damage to characters without feet, and Josh is just like writing through like, and a cow with feet enters. Like, we're like, wait, I feel like this wasn't how this was supposed to be set up originally. I feel like he changed it. For he was a fish person. Yes. Zug, yeah. Don't think so. Definitely not for tech. It'd actually be pure recreation if Tech ate a monkey. He doesn't need to eat anything. Now he could eat things and people will believe they never existed. He just eats all the monkeys on a planet. People are like, there were never any monkeys. This is the Mandela effect. Tech is the Mandela effect. They would know. They would just know they were never there. No, they have the concept of a monkey. They just don't believe any have ever existed. Tech Ooh. Reincarnated. Honestly, it does simplify things a lot. Or there's some variation of, hey, no, hey. I hear the cats own you.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Ooh. Bob? I can't. When I think of a joke, and I don't want to interrupt someone, I just start sweating. Because George said, it is. Because George said, I've been talking with a builder, and I go, Bob? And then no one reacted. And then George was like, oh, I mean, he's a really good builder. He's fourth generation. So in my mind, I was like, oh, Bob's his uncle. And they just think I'm racist. Why are you holding him in? Say him. And it just puts stars. We'll just have like redacted or like black blocks next time the person speaks. He's so relieved. Let the record show that Tanner is mouthing it. Whatever you think he's mouthing, the answer is yes. We can't say it. I can go then. Hunched over, as normal, double checking his particular setup, mumbling about like they're trying to kill me or something. As he just makes sure everything is nice and tied down, is a the classic old man, like bald top of the head, all white hair, big white beard. And this is, as you guys know, probably affectionately referred to as Old Man Scrazzy. And Old Man Scrazzy is, oh, these people are trying to kill me. And behind him looms a cloaked figure floating towards him. I'm not sure if you guys know who this would be, but this is his research assistant, Bob, who is accompanying him on this journey. The neck down. No. Scrazzy will exchange looks with Bob. I knew they were trying to kill me. Nice. Bobby will say, I prefer Bob. For the cause. You two have a Is this like a visual effect? Oh, okay. He can tell anyways. Either of you two have any enemies high up? Did the suspected murderer work for Sidesium in any executive or managerial capacity? Yeah. Given the company, it sure feels like it. That makes sense. Yeah, I guess. Bob will do it. Well, not Bob. Chris Frazier will do it. You said occultism? Oh. Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure I have the right modifier. 28. Big guy first. Insanguinating. Inseminating. Does that exist? The level 20 bullet that can get donkeys pregnant. Bob has dark vision. He might be limited there. Just checked. I gave Bob dark vision. I'll be last, yes. And now you've doomed us all. I thought I had four unallocated. No, I have one unallocated language. I picked. Oh no, I have no unallocated languages, but I can swap one. So soon. stealth. Path Builder has Bob's stealth at plus 10. Okay. Sure. Damn, Bob's loud as fuck, dude. What the hell, Bob? Listen. I don't know. I think he's talking. Honestly, Bob's a bit of a chatterbox. It's rude as fuck.
Is there any way you gentlemen can get me to that terminal? All right, well, I can't really see in this environment, so. So now a round just flies, just completely eject and unfired. He puts it back in. Yeah. It's like a magazine, so he has to put, he has to put it back. Scrazzy's following, of course, with Bob. That's okay. Bob does plenty of looking for me. No. Through Bob's eyes, can I figure out what the hell this thing is? Oh, it is. The Arcana is higher. 31. Bob, analysis. And Bob will attempt to go around and read it. Does he have to circle the whole thing to get the whole picture? Yeah, Bob's young and spry. He can do that. And then, well, no, I'll do the occultism. Bob is going to be the eyes and ears. 28. Does
See, what does old man Scrazy have?
Society. 27 for society.
The old man Scrazy.
What do you say? Do we disable this? Actually, does Scrazy get an inkling of how to disable it? Gentlemen, Bob, what do you say we unleash this? Bob will say, for that guy's daughter. And then old man Scrazzy will just wipe where he thinks it is. Do I have an inkling of which will have a lower DC? A boom. Now, wait just a minute. This isn't gonna completely change the role. I have oddity identification. When you become aware of a magical effect or see a spell being cast, you can immediately determine. Where did it just go? You can immediately determine if it twists minds with mental trait, fights against fortune with fortune or misfortune, or reveals secrets with detection, prediction, revelation, or scrying traits. At the GM's discretion, similar effects also fall into these categories. When you identify magic or recall knowledge to learn more about these effects, you can use occultism without penalty and gain a +2 circumstance bonus. So is this... Would this fall under the GM's discretion for mental fortune, misfortune, detection, prediction, revelation, or scrying? Oh, it's going to be with a mythic point. I don't have any in this game. Let me give myself one. Let me give myself two. Why not? No, I'm sure. So this gets an additional +2. Jesus Christ. 25. I'm glad I checked before rolling the mythic point. We have to go looking around this room, I guess, then. What's Bob's perception? Wait, you did a crafting check? Oh, very nice. 33 crit for the crafting.
So wait, it's currently going south, like south of this room, powering something. So, I guess to recap, so essentially this is the power plant for the ship. What it looks like is it's at a low running, whatever, like running output. We would have to redirect it to jumpstart it. Then it's not like we're diverting power from something else that's currently needs it constant on. Okay. I see. So it needs some sort of oomph. I mean, does Old Man Scrazy have an idea of like what level of spell he would need in order to? I see. Yeah, can you try shooting it? What's your diplomacy? Plus 10? Better at talking than Bob. You have the floor. Plus 6? Bob's gotten good at talking to me. Sure. Can Scrazzy activate it? Can old man Scrazzy just grab the back of Bob's head and put his head into it? I don't think you've seen Bob's legs. Yeah. Not that you've heard. You guys can check if Bob has feet. All right. Okay. He doesn't see Bob as a threat. It's like a long, drapey cloak. He'll do the hand motion to summon the ship AI. For the... Bob will speak up. I'm crew. I will say that during the talk from from the AI, anytime he was saying something, Bob was nodding his head or shaking his head, depending if he was saying, "Of course, I beat my foe." Bob is like nodding his head, and then he's just like, "You can't do that. They have to be on my crew." And he's like, he's just agreeing with him. I don't know if that helps. Why? What's your deception? Bob's better at lying. I just got you there, Bob. Going on. Yeah, of course, of course. Dust. Like recorders left is the left. I guess we could go crew quarters. Crew quarters to the right? Oh, he's drawn a box. He's drawn a box. Run, run, run. Oh, thank God. That's just a label. Oh, oh, it's following us. The crew court. They get one quart of milk to share. No, no, it used to be hanging off the map, but it looks like quarters now. As we're walking over, Bob will say, I see why someone drew a circle.
Old Man's Grazie will shush him. Yeah. it's Grimace that's not Gumby. You had to specify long arms because it's the only differentiating factor aside from the color. Well, yeah, the color. You can't just reskin Grimace. That's all I can think of. Anyone want to check out the melted pods? I can try. And Scrazy. Scrazy'll see what he knows about the pods. Of course. He's hard of hearing, so he doesn't know anyways. Could be better. Not great, gentlemen. Not great, gentlemen, and Bob. Bob will say, "No, I thought it was against the rules." Of course. We get it, Bob. Bob will pout, and then, yeah, I guess we'll head out. What do you mean by allowed? Oh, okay. Old man Scrazy will look at Bob and say, "They should see us bowl."
Bobble say, probably fly us back to his daughter.
Wait, hold on. One question. What form would radiation take if we know? Like, what kind of damage is it? Oh, so it'd be like spirit? Oh. I was hoping it was poison or something. So the ship is in the slip, and we want to rotate it to what? Get because when the engines are in the slip, it can't, right? Oh. I think it's a noble cause. Bob, let him. Bob, let him make the decision. Yeah, can you re To the observatory. Okay. We're in the marching order. Josh is frozen. Josh has disappeared. My shit's been exploding the fucking all night. We've got Mom Donnie's internet. I don't know if he has any. You don't need a license to drive a sandwich. The clip of the dude talking about toasters. Is that what you're looking for, George? He's back. Maybe. Just when he's trying to sick some monsters on us. Some sick fuck. I don't know if he knows he's muted. He sent oh, no. Discord does suck. My shit's been exploding. Yeah, see, I had the reverse problem. I checked my network and it was letting me upload but not downloading anything. So I was probably like to you guys, but I couldn't see anything. Oh, there's no connection issue. He just can't unmute himself. What the fuck? It's sending a message. Yeah, it could be voice activated. No. Let's have him suffer. Yeah, we can switch. I meant it more out of principle. Well, you could always like be piloting it, like about to crash, and be like, no, it'll be fine. You don't have to cry. You're gonna go see your, because we've got duplicates on the ship. You're like, I killed all my duplicates, and then just. Yay! Hello? Because there's background noise. Yeah, I mean, it's just a fan or something. The game? It's cutting out because you're cutting out. No. And also can't hear it anymore.
Fantastic at placing languages. I placed languages first in the placing language 16. Click on the ruler. The fuck? I don't think I have anything to do. I think he just works off the cuff. It's just fart sounds, but yeah. No, we can hear music. I can hear music. Oh, fart sounds. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. When the music cuts off, he's gonna be able to hear us. Hello, 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 hello. question. How, so what, I have to spend an action on one of my turns to control Bob, and how many actions does Bob get? Okay. Does Bob go on my turn? Okay. Our savior. Jesus. Old Man Scrazzy. Old Man Scrazzy will let's see. Old Man Scrazzy will cast Wall of Thorns. How do I place this? Nope, not what I want. Actually, let me... Yeah. And then for his second action, he will command Bob. Actually, will he? Wait, do I have a better option here? When I cast Wall of Thorns, what kind of damage does this do? Do I have to do damage to... let me double check something. Yeah, he'll direct Bob. Bob, I need you to... Bob! Make sure the others don't make it through. What's Bob's movement speed? I think it's 25. Bob will head... Yeah, I guess Bob can be... Actually, Bob will just head to the center. So he used 15 to get where he is. It's another 20. 35. He's got another 15 of movement. Yes, they can't go that way either because the observatory is over there. And that'll be Old Man Scrazzy's turn.
No! Not bad. DG 22 fort save. Can this do crushing? Oh, I see. Yes, of course. Nine. Are we respecting the stairs? Okay. Yes. Or both. Wait. Well, I don't know what I'm going to roll. I don't know. We do, yeah, that's fine.
Bring it in him, dude. Yeah, that's what I was going to go for. Disgusting. Back demon thing. Scrazzy. Let's think. 25 feet away. Can Bob occupy the same space as? Oh, no, as I think Bob's gonna head can he get everything? Bob's gonna head here. So I'm commanding Bob. That's one action. The second action will be a familiar conduit. And the third action will be lightning bolt. I don't like this line picker. No, I don't want to reload application. Where's the line picker? So I got a 120-foot line. Oh, hell yes. Yeah, we'll do that. So we'll have Bob will move into position at the behest of Scrazzy. Bob, Alpha formation. Bob will move into position. You'll see the cloak drop from Bob's face, or from the top of Bob's head. A blue ball will form in front of his mouth, in front of his eyes, and a lightning bolt will shoot out of his head, blowing back his cape and revealing that Bob does not have a body. And all three have to make saves. Perfect. We got a 12. Good. Does Bob have to take his turns? Oh, okay, that's fine. Bob will hang out there then. No. Where Bob's body. Oh my God. Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's a crit. I'm back. Yeah, I mean, I think the threat's sort of gone. I mean, I'll command Bob to come back to my side and then cast. Where is it? Electric Arc. Does this what the fuck? Why can't I send this? The Staff of the Tempest. I'll just add another one, you know what it is. Both flip weirds. You were so obsessed with damage. Yes. I guess I do get one more action. I'll cast shields. Yeah, let's do telekinetic projectile. Oh, I didn't even hit the cast button. It's the same thing. I guess it's no specific traits or magic properties of the hurled item. Oh, affect the attack. But it's magic, bludgeon, whatever. We'll go with bludgeoning. Boop attack. Hopefully this is not Bob's attack. Get him. To the observatoire. Oh, I'm just giving you the option. What's the cooldown for someone else to attempt? Bob, beta formation. Bob will. How did you make the roll? Administer first aid. What do I click? Oh, stop. Stop bleeding here. Yes. Better beta formation. So, well, I think Bob spent both his actions. Yeah, let me just double check that I don't have anything that can just fix this. Yep. Looks like Scrazzy's gonna be making this check now. Yeah. There's a reason that Bob tried the check. Oh! No, I don't know if this is enough. What are we looking for? Yeah. What other conditions stop this? What What are the odds that you take bleed damage and have to make these recovery checks anyways? Like, I think it's probably a 50-50 shot and a one shot that even comes into play, and it didn't technically come into play because you rolled so poorly, you might as well not have had it at all. Yeah, we show it to her. Let's see. I'm double clicking on Benny's not coming up. Yeah. Society.
26. Of course it's old. It's so much worse. The hell is So I did disconnect. You said the last spike was 850 years ago, a sphere near the center. I don't know if... I wasn't sure if you just added anything else about the sphere.
Sure. Oh yeah. Benny has a +17 to hit. I also don't think you can use crushing on your arquebus. It has the concussive trait, but it doesn't do bludgeoning damage. With this piercing? Maybe the bullet does. There are some firearms that do bludgeoning only. I wonder, do those do, is it Boulder? Big rock bullet. Okay. Towards the end, I was worried this was like some sort of doll thing. I was like, oh God, I bet this asshole's gonna come up again. if you're there, if anyone, if you're there, are you happy? I'm like an episode of Ghost Hunters. Dorkin is a god. I was thinking about it the other day. It's kind of like Rodick just killed himself because, I mean, he could keep living. He's like, I've had it. I've had it. I'm leaving. It was an overdose. You think you could run a casino and not taste a little? Or like a hit, or like a mob hit. I bet it was a mob hit. The better fourth Sundom.
Next Monday. See you then.